Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino and I am podcasting on the road here in Las Vegas with an amazing race exit interview with Jeff and Jackie, the most recently eliminated team from the Amazing Race 26. I am in Las Vegas this week for the New Media Expo and the podcast awards coming up on Tuesday night. And actually, it's because of New Media Expo that I actually have a Rob is a Podcast programming update. So this upcoming Wednesday, I was very honored because they have Adam Carolla speaking and doing a keynote here at New Media Expo. And for whatever reason, Adam Carolla can't be here on Wednesday. And in place of Adam Carolla, they asked me to take his spot giving a keynote on Wednesday. Now, I don't know how many people in between Adam Carolla and me they might have asked in between, but when you get an opportunity like that, you have to go ahead and take it. So I'm going to be doing a keynote here at New Media Expo on Wednesday night, and it's going to be just too close to Survivor. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be there for Survivor Know-It-Alls this Wednesday. So Josh Wigler is going to take my place. He'll be live with Stephen Fishback at 9:15 after the episode. I'll still do the exit interview. I'll still talk to Penner on Thursday, and I'll do a voicemail podcast over the weekend. I can tell you that that voicemail podcast is going to be with Angie Kontz, great friend of the podcast, does her casting type show in the preseason. So Angie is going to be joining me this weekend. So lots of Survivor coverage. I just can't be a part of Know-It-Alls. Very regrettably, if there's any way I could do it, I would be there on Wednesday. But I have a opportunity here to speak in front of the whole session here at New Media Expo, and I have to take it. And then if I have any podcast awards news coming up after Tuesday night, I will be sure to share that with you guys as well. All right. So we're going to get to my interview with Jeff and Jackie. I actually recorded that earlier today, so I'm going to play you that interview and then I'll come back and close out the show. But before we get to that, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for the exit interview. And those are our friends, new sponsor here over at NASM, the National Academy of Sports Medicine. And they are looking for people who want an exciting career in the fitness industry, where you wake up every day doing something that you love. NASM trainers improve people's lives by helping them reach their health and fitness goals. And God knows I could use somebody like that to help me. Because so don't miss an opportunity to start a career where you get to stay active and change people's lives. It doesn't get any better. NASM guarantees you'll land a job within 60 days of earning your CPT certification, or you get your money back. You can't beat that. So get a 14-day free trial of a fun online program at myusatrainer.com. That's myusatrainer.com. Restrictions apply. See myusatrainer.com for details. All right. So let's go ahead and get into my exit interview with Jeff and Jackie.
Rob.
Jeff and Jackie, how are you?
Hi.
Wonderful.
Yay, so nice to meet you. I've been watching the whole podcast.
We're a huge fan of the podcast. We think you're hilarious. So.
Nice to talk to both of you. Yes, Jackie, I just want to let you know that I am recording this podcast as we speak, that I am in your adopted hometown of Las Vegas.
Yay!
Yes, and I'm outside, and I'm at the New Media Expo, and at some point we may have to hold if the monorail goes over my head, okay?
Okay. Oh, I know exactly where
you're
at. Okay.
All right, great. So let's get into this, and I think the first question that I have to ask you that I just told somebody I was going to go talk to you, and they said, find out if she really gave him her phone number. Jackie, did you really give Jeff your number, or was it one of these times when you give a fake number to a guy?
Well, I'm on the phone with him now. So.
Yeah, but CBS has his number. They conference you guys in.
Yeah, well, I gave him my number.
Yes. All right.
And Rob, to kind of chime in, kind of support that, she's sitting in my condo right now in Tampa.
Whoa. Okay. Yes. No, I saw pictures of you guys posted on Instagram that you were at the beach or whatever. So is this a romantic relationship? And let me start by asking this question to Jackie.
Yay. Okay, so Jeff and I know it would be such a good story, right? But unfortunately, we are not dating due to, you know, long distance. Unfortunately, it just doesn't work, but we are great, great friends. You know, we wanted to make an effort to come out and watch this episode together. We knew it was coming. And, you know, yeah, we're just really good friends. I gave him my number. I kept my word. Let's just say,
Jackie,
you know, I just thought it was cute because we didn't have phones the whole time.
If Jeff lived in your city, would this be a romantic relationship? Is the only thing stopping this relationship from happening geography?
I would have loved to give it a try if Jeff lives in Las Vegas.
Jeff,
absolutely.
Will you move to Las Vegas?
Will I come to Las Vegas? Unfortunately, Las Vegas doesn't have much for me yet. You know, I do sales for a living.
It
I
has
wish I was
Jackie.
Maybe more now.
What?
Oh, God.
It has Jackie.
Jackie.
Jackie's going to kill me for saying this, but no, I do not want to go to Las Vegas. But, yeah, I mean, the geography thing really... you know, creates issues with that aspect.
All right. Well,
trying to develop a relationship.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the actual race. And I think that a lot of people were surprised that you guys ended up going home because it didn't seem like you guys were running into too much trouble in the episode. What was the reason why you guys ended up being last?
Well, I mean, it literally just came down to getting lost. And I think that all the other teams got lost as well. We just got the most lost. And that's really it. I think we killed the challenges. We had no idea until we watched the episode that when we got done with the tightrope challenge that we were actually in third at that point. We thought we were probably in last. And so that was kind of an interesting component to see.
Yeah, it did seem like everybody was so bunched up that there was really, you know, you guys were in last place, but I wouldn't be surprised if you were not that far behind first place. Do you know what the gap was between you and the other teams?
Unfortunately, that information isn't really disclosed. I think roughly around 20 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
You know, after coming in from, after Laura and Tyler, I think were right before us. But yeah, it was very close. Watching it was pretty epic. It was very, very close. You know,
I think that this was the one leg that there was no margin for error.
Yeah.
And I think, just like you said, Rob, this was a very, very, very close race. This is probably the, as far as being bunched up, I think the most bunched up leg of this season so far.
Yeah, it was very tight. Now, all right, I want to talk about the incident from last week. And, you know, everybody has their low moments. And I know that if I was racing with my wife, that we have no shortage of these moments. But I want to talk about the altercation that you guys had in the car from last week. Now that we've had enough time to sort of look back at it, Jackie, was Jeff wrong? Were you right and Jeff was wrong?
You know, when you're in a fight, it's hard to say who's right and wrong, especially when you get extremely heated that way.
But you could say it now.
I know. I want to say I'm right, of course.
Yeah, we can be honest.
He shouldn't have done, but I said thanks to you that I didn't miss that. So it sucks, and it was, you know, hard to watch there, especially because, you know, Jeff's such a great guy, and you don't want that to happen. But, you know, luckily we got it out of our systems, and we moved on, and we actually had a great leg.
Yeah. And Jeff, what do you think about that? Do you still maintain that you were right in that moment?
You know, I don't think that I was right. I actually think that I instigated Jackie a little bit, and I think I was being kind of abrupt and short with her.
Yes.
And so I think that I kind of had what I had coming. And I think that just due to the stresses of the leg, I think that it was inevitable. However, I think how Jackie and I handled it, yeah, we screamed at each other, but I think we actually needed to do that so we can regain focus and get the job done, which we did.
Do you think that that's sort of a necessary thing for these blind date teams? Because, you know, the blind date team started out good, and then, you know, everybody's on their best behavior because it's a first impression, whereas a lot of the couples sort of bickered for the first couple of weeks. But then, do you think the blind date teams all need to just have it out and get it out of their system, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. I think that just holding each other accountable. And I think that there's a lot to be said when, you know, you're with somebody 24/7 and you're having to deal with an incredible amount of stress. And I think that it's only healthy to kind of lash out every now and then and get your point across. I think that to bottle it up and make snide remarks the entire race is just, it's counterproductive. And you kind of saw it with Haley and Blair. I would hate to have to go through what they did.
You mean running the race with Haley?
Not necessarily running it with Haley, but running it with a teammate that just wants to like make all these snide comments and remarks instead of just having one big blow up, getting every like all the dirty laundry out in the air, talk about it briefly, and then just move on. And that's what Jackie and I did. You know, we're not perfect. You know, we could have easily been the Haley and Blair this season, but Jackie and I wanted to communicate on a little bit more of an effective level and have our, you know, disagreements, but just talk about them and move on.
And Jackie, you agree with that? That's a good thing for an Amazing Race team to get into a big blow up.
I mean,
if you can survive,
unfortunately, Jeff and I had started to get to know each other at that point. So I think we both knew we could do that and move on. So it was okay with Jeff. I don't know. We just did it. I wouldn't say it's a good thing, but unfortunately, at that point in time, we just needed to get it out of our system.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about this leg of the race in Monaco. And when you guys had to go and get dressed up, were you guys excited? Jackie, how did you think that Jeff ended up looking?
Oh, Jeff looks so cute. He looks really good in a suit. I love a guy in a suit.
Not like Pee Wee Herman,
so
right?
So excited to see him.
Let's be honest.
Please.
I think that my suit was the second worst. I think that Mike definitely had the worst suit here, but I was pretty
poor dope. Mike, I know you guys were so funny.
I look at Tyler, I'm like, how did he get the gray, like, sharp-looking suit, and I got a red Bozo the Clown bow tie?
Yeah. Jackie, did you think that Jeff...
Well, I was wearing a red dress.
Did Jeff look bougie?
Bougie.
Jeff's not the bougie kind of guy.
Yeah.
It was definitely bougie.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're not like bougie. Your personality is not bougie.
All right. We've had a lot of fun. Now we have to get into some real talk now. Okay. So last week you guys got into the Ford and you found a fanny pack. All right. Correct.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And so hold on, monorail. All right. So the fanny pack that you guys found, you had to have known whose fanny pack it was. Jeff, did you hide the fanny pack so that Tyler and Laura would not find it?
Absolutely not, and this is why. The fanny pack...
Jeff, go ahead and explain the story.
Yeah, so the fanny pack, first of all, when we got in the car, we weren't even going to take it because we were like, holy crap, this is somebody's car. And then we opened the fanny pack, we're like, okay, it's Tyler and Laura's. Where are they? Why is it in here? And then we're like,
the car crashed on the curb.
Yeah, the car was crashed on the curb, by the way. So we're like, okay, this is a really awkward situation. Fanny pack in the car. The car is literally parked up on a curb. So it was driven at one point. We're like, what happened here? And for us, it's not like we were trying to be deceptive and, let's hide it from them. Because if that were the case, we would have put it in the trunk and just kind of forgot about it. Or threw it out the window. I don't know. But... We picked it up, we put it back down where we found it, and we just drove the vehicle. You know, would I have purposely hit it? I think that Jackie and I kind of got veered off the wrong path, and we weren't really thinking about that because we were screaming at each other.
Yeah. Now, Jackie, weren't you confronted about this?
But to elaborate, going back, I probably would have thrown in the trunk.
But Jackie, when Tyler and Laura got there, didn't you tell them you didn't know there was a fanny pack in the car?
Yep.
And it was that strategy?
So the story straight. The reason why I said I did not know that it was in there was because the lake before in Bangkok, which you guys didn't see unfortunately on the show, they did lie to us first. And we were looking for a clue box at the shrine before we went to the detour. That's why we couldn't do the egg challenge. But they lied to us. We asked them if the clue box was upstairs. And Tyler said to Jeff, no. So I didn't feel bad when I said, I don't know. You know,
okay.
We didn't hide it. We didn't lock the car. We didn't throw it out the window. We
but
just
there wasn't
let
full
them
disclosure. Right. Okay. All right. Well, Jeff and Jackie, thank you so much for coming on with us. I really appreciate it. Jackie, do you have a recommendation for me while I'm in Vegas?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, nightlife or... dinner?
What nightlife? What nightlife do I have?
Well,
you can go where I work. I work over at Hawkinsonic at MGM. I would definitely check that out.
Okay. All right. Well,
if you're putting clubs, though, it's definitely overwhelming.
Okay. Yeah, that's overwhelming. Any Starbucks is overwhelming to me.
Yeah, then don't go to
Hawkinson. Okay. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And best of luck to you, too. Maybe one day you guys will maybe realize that true love was right in front of your eyes.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. All right. Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
Aw, right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mom.
All right. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That's Jeff and Jackie here on the Exit Interview. I think there was something more with that fanny pack. I might have to ask Tyler and Laura about their take about that. Jeff said, like, no funny business. And then Jackie was like, well, I didn't feel bad not telling them because they actually did something. So once she establishes motive, then I don't know. I think I have to be a little suspect of fanny pack gate. Hashtag fanny pack gate. Maybe more to come on this as we go through our Amazing Race 26 coverage. All right. So this week, I believe we're expecting a double episode of the Amazing Race. So we will be live either way after the Amazing Race on Friday night, continuing coverage. I believe episode 7 coming up this Friday night. And then, of course, we've got our Survivor coverage kicking off, Survivor Know-It-Alls with Josh Wigler and Stephen Fishback this Wednesday night at 9:15. Then I'll have the Exit Interview. I'll have the Penner podcast when I get back from Vegas on Thursday night. And then we will get into our Survivor voicemails over the weekend. Plus, Big Brother Canada coverage coming as well. Mike Bloom is going to fill in for me on the Big Brother Canada recap on Tuesday. And then I'll be back on Friday to take care of it myself. So lots to do here. Thanks for checking out the Exit Interview, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.